Ooh, there was one thing that I did not talk about in my previous post just a minute ago that I wanted to touch upon because somebody asked me a question and I felt as though I needed to answer it. Two things, actually. Oh, my good gravy. First off, for anybody who doesn't know, I did a podcast this morning called Iza Whelan Writes about adult literature. So, I will let you guys know when the episode is posted. Hopefully, I didn't sound like too much of a lunatic. but anyway, the other thing I wanted to talk about was somebody asked me a question, one of you guys, on one of these posts, and I wanted to touch base about it. So, here goes. So, I was asked, what was it that drew me to writing and performing such eloquent erotica? You have a wonderful way with words. You write the most devious and dirty things in a way that is absolutely tickles the senses, but it's not crude. It's poetry. I do touch upon this in the podcast that I just recorded. Again, I will have a link for you guys when that finally comes out, for those of you who didn't hear it this morning. But the thing, first of all, thank you for the question. The thing that draws me to it is this, is I've always been attracted to cerebral erotica, like regular stuff, like photos and videos and stuff, or just blah. Like, it's all, if I'm going to be with somebody, if I want to see somebody physically, they need to be with me. Like, there's something, there's a level of disconnection that exists in visual media because it's not real. It's on a phone or it's on a screen or whatever, and those aren't, they're not real. But there is something about a creator writing down what they want to say and presenting it and letting their intentions flow through the page that seems more sincere and more real. And I wanted to express that in a way that was very true to me. And I've always looked for interesting ways of presenting imagery. So I write in a more poetic fashion without the use of simple, crude metaphors, because I feel like there's a lot more intelligence in the erotica community than people give them credit for. Like, you don't have to be force-fed just one swear word after the other. It's just too easy. I feel like you have the ability to understand this stuff the very best that you can without just having it thrown in your face. I believe in your brains and the beauty of your imaginations to be able to fill in the gaps that I leave intentionally, because it's an experience to be shared between the two of us, as opposed to just, oh, here's a video, they say exactly what they're doing, they have exclamations, you know, breathing is whatever, and you can see what's going on. That's good, but I feel like it's an easy stimulation. You know, when your brain works it a little bit more, it feels as though I feel like it's even closest related to, like, and I don't want to use this phrase because I know a lot of people are very particular about it, but it feels almost like an ASMR reaction, where your body reacts to what your brain translates, and your imagination and your sense memory and your nerve endings do the work for you. So, fantastic question. Thank you so much for it. That was fantastic, and it was so good. You guys are so amazing when it comes to stuff like this. And asking these questions, I love these questions. So feel free to ask any of them. There's zero filter here. I will tell you exactly what I think and give you the honest answer every single time. Fantastic question. Thank you, thank you, thank you 1,000 times over. That is my answer. Hopefully it is succinct enough and I didn't rattle on too much. And again, this was just a little bonus answering a question that was asked. Look forward to the rest of the content around 5 o'clock tonight. Okay? Between now and 5. Between noon and 5 today. All right. Have fun storming the castle, guys. Bye-bye.